Nine Average Radio. With me now, Alexander Buhler, artist, and Leon Munoz Santini, publisher and photographer. And they're going to talk with each other a little bit about what they do and why they're here.
Hello. I'm Leon Munoz Santini. I'm the publisher of Gato Negro Ediciones from Mexico City. And I'm here with my good friend and author, Alexander Buhler. We brought to the fair three books, three titles made by him. Huacal, the one that is being released here. And I would like to start talking about that project. Tell us, Alexander, about the Huacal project.
Hello. I met I met Leon in LA at the book fair, and when I visited him in Mexico City, I actually proposed a project with him, a book that was called "Why Did You Shoot Me?" I think I'll quickly introduce that book, which was a book. That was our first collaboration together, that was published last year, and it was a book with the simple text, "Why did you shoot me?" questioning ideas and questioning the whys that many people of us experience in life, that where we don't have answers for. Why do you do this? Why do you leave me? Why did this person hurts me like that? And I proposed this to Leon, and Leon realized the project in Mexico. And I think it's interesting, Leon, that you talk a little bit how actually the project was realized.
You throw this idea during a conversation. How crazy could be make a book already shot? I kept that idea and see how can be this produced. First, we printed the book with only that question in the cover and in the inside pages, and then with the book produced and binded, we look for someone to shoot the book.
Yeah, actually the idea was that Leon and me would shoot ourselves on the books. There were like 100 books, and I thought it would be interesting if we could shoot ourselves, and so that each book becomes a unique book, and that there is also an idea of an object, and that the brutality reflected in that idea.
That's a book that plays with the possibilities of a book.
Exactly.
As a book itself, and also as an object, no? In the moment that the book is already destroyed by the shooting, it
by
becomes something different.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
So
I think you then like we were not able to shoot ourselves. So
I don't have a gun in my house. And fortunately, I don't know anybody that owns a gun. So I started to look for someone willing to shoot the books. I started a research, trying to do this in a legal way, say something. I contacted the Mexican Association of Shooting. How do you say?
Shooting Association.
And then explained the project. No one understand why I want to shoot some books. They sent me to a shooting camp to ask them to do this. I try 4 or 5 different shooting camps in Mexico. Finally, in one call, a guy suggested me to go and look for the military, to go to the shooting camp of the presidential guard of Mexico. And then I called to this shooting camp of the presidential guard. I spoke with an official,
colonel.
I explained again the project. the guy told me that he just don't understand why I want to shoot some books.
The books.
And that, in fact, that's something that you cannot do. They are not allowed to lend their facilities to do that.
To other people. To
other people.
Yes.
But for some reason, we liked, he liked the idea, and he told me to go to the camp one day. I went with my bag with 100 books. And he told me this is not legal, but wait for a second. And then he took the bag with the books. I just heard the shootings, something happening. And then he returned with the bag with the books already shot, no?
Which are shot. And what was interesting is actually when I saw the first time the books, and Leon told me how he realized the books with the shooting, I was at... each book actually had different bullet holes, which is very interesting.
That it's very interesting.
100 books, did they shoot them all? Anyway, this is a little side, I think, but it was an interesting...
Because we don't know how or with which kind of guns they used to do this, but each book is different, which it's a good thing because... each book is like a different piece, unique, no?
Yes, exactly. So, that was actually our first project, and it was a very great thing for me to work with Leon on this project, and we actually started to work on other projects. As he said, in the meantime, there's two other books that I worked with Gato Negros together on realizing, and I think what would be interesting as well is maybe Leon, that you yourself you published a book about photographs from Juarez, and I think it's very interesting to hear something about that as well, and then maybe I can say something at the end about the latest book that we published together.
Okay, that project, it's about Ciudad Juarez, which is this border city between Mexico and the United States. It's a city about 2 million people, 2 million persons, that in the last years, sadly, has become a very violent place. My family is from Ciudad Juarez. I spent during my childhood a lot of time there. For me, it's always very clear that the social disaster that city is, it's related
exposed
with how ugly that city is, that ugliness, it's the result of somehow the urban planification of the city. This idea of non-planification, it's something that happened intentionally somehow. So the idea of that book is just to show the urban space of the city. I started doing this driving with a car. Juarez is a city.
When did you go back to Juarez to do this project?
Maybe I started to do this during a family visit, going there and spending a lot of time in a car because it's a city in the desert, in this big plain space, and to move in Juarez you need to be in a car and spend a lot of time in a car. So I started to do this just taking photographs of what I was seeing through the window of my car, and then I realized that if I can assemble the images as a how do you say, printed road movie, like these long big pictures of the landscape, it can work to make this huge how do you say, mural of the
like
space,
a mural.
No? Like a mural. And when I realized that idea made some sense, then I come back especially to this project. I went there, rented a car, asked a cousin of mine to drive for me, and then I started to do that, shooting with one picture after another, and then with all this material assemble like this continuum picture of the city.
It's like a movie, isn't it? In a way.
The idea is to as I say, as a road movie printed in a book, no?
In a book.
And this book is printed as all our books are printed in a risograph machine, and the texture and the feeling of the risograph printing, this black and white dirty result, corresponded very well with the sense of solitude that you have in that city. No,
what happened there? Yeah, and just maybe something that I found very interesting is actually I looked at the book and I didn't see the presence of humans. There seems to be almost no people in there, which is something that you told me as well, that that's a situation in Juarez, maybe probably politically, or the way the situation is now. In your childhood, it probably was very different, and the book in a way reflects something as well of the present situation, that don't walk around on the streets and everything is left empty. And
because as I say, that Juarez is a city made to be in a car. It's very very hostile to be a peasant, to be walking, because it's a desert, it's always sunny, it's always hot, and because all these suburban spaces they are being empty through the years because this is the situation of violence, and then you have like this huge ghost town where you don't have people in the streets. Mm-hmm. So the book, it's a huge strip of about 5,000 pictures assembled together, and it's a book of 400 pages. And you can see five persons in the entire book, no? So this sense of solitude and abandoned space, it's, I think, very powerful.
Okay. Very interesting. I like the book.
Yeah. We only printed 50 copies of that book because printing with a risograph book as huge as that book, it's difficult, so we only printed 50 copies, and in fact we only brought one copy here that we already sell. So okay, and I would like to talk about the last about the last two projects that we made with Alexander. The first one is the book Arts Briefly.
Exactly.
It's a book about exploration and about mystery and about New York City. Tell us, Alexander, about...
Well, I keep it short. Arts Briefly is actually just a documentation of New York, of a wanderer. That was me with the Polaroid camera. And I made an assemblage with words that relate to the images, and I was playing it. It's kind of an image word game. That's the way I see the book, and the diary at the same time, and
And for us, I was asking Alexander the first day on the fair, please give us a tagline to sell this book, and he told me it's about mystery, and I think that it is. It's a tiny, beautiful compilation of relations made randomly or not, that
with the ballerina on the front cover.
With the ballerina on the front cover,
exactly.
And it's one of the books that I like most, exactly because you cannot define it in a precise way. No, it's a book with a lot of ways to enter. And that's it. The other project, the one that we are realizing,
the latest project,
the
Wakal,
is the Wakal project. And Alexander, please tell us about this.
The Wakal is actually a very familiar object in Mexico City, which is a wooden
box,
wooden box with maybe you know it. I remember it. My parents putting LPs in those wooden boxes. Later we had the banana boxes. And in Mexico, people who have been to maybe not only Mexico, I hear it in Brazil and other places. You see them on the street, and people carry fruits. People sit on them. There is many functions for them. And I was actually intrigued by the economical use of the boxes by people occupying parking spaces and generating a certain income with putting a box in a parking space and move it away if somebody is willing to pay. And I invited a curator, a semiologist in Mexico, to write me a text about the definition of the huacal and the origin and the text is in Spanish at the moment, and we are hoping to have a translation through in English.
Yeah, this book and the subject of the book, which is this tiny boxes that are very common, not only in Mexico but only but in America, in Latin America. That's something that only a foreign visitor can see. And it's a reflection about the value of stuff and the way that it changed.
Something that you're so familiar with, and that was for me very intriguing because I'm not.
That we usually don't see.
To see it in this way, that transformation of an object in a public space, having so many different functions. And I think that's where we have to. I think that's where we have to stop. And no, thank you very much for being here, Andres. And
thank you.
Thank you, Leon. Gato Negro Ediciones. Yeah.